From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has called on the city's IS defenders to resist the advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message urged IS jihadists not to retreat. The voice purportedly Baghdadi's called on militants to hold their ground, adding doing so is 1,000 times easier than retreating. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales sees the statement as a way to bolster jihadist morale.
I think he probably has to come up with something. As you say, he's been very quiet. So I think there's a need for al-Baghdadi to start to remind his followers that they have this massive battle ahead of them.
Iraqi special forces reportedly have consolidated gains Tuesday after entering the eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. The next stage of the assault, the city's more urban central neighborhoods. Hundreds of civilians were seen, some with white flags, leaving their neighborhoods, with one relief agency warning more than 1 million people in the city are in grave danger. A new report has called for an investigation into possible criminal activity in South African President Jacob Zuma's government. The massive report by a state watchdog agency came as thousands of South Africans gathered outside government buildings in Johannesburg chanting "Zuma must go." The report recommends a commission of inquiry be formed to look into allegations of influence peddling by a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, who have had a close relationship with Mr. Zuma and stand accused of meddling in state affairs for their own financial gain. Mr. Zuma has already been criticized for using millions in public funds for upgrades to his private rural home. He apologized and agreed to repay a fraction. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the two main presidential candidates Wednesday campaigned in states viewed as crucial to victory in next Tuesday's election. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump were in the state of Florida. Trump addressed supporters in Miami.
I'm asking you to dream big, to push for bold change, and to believe in a movement powered by the people and by their love for this great country.
President Obama, campaigning for Clinton in North Carolina, had a warning for her supporters.
All the progress that we've made over the last 8 years, all the progress we hope to make over the next 8 years, all of that goes out the window if we don't win this election.
Clinton spoke Wednesday in Las Vegas, Nevada, saying she'll be a president who seeks common ground while standing by. I'll do my best to bring people together, not pull them apart. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank in their last meeting before the election have voted to keep interest rates at a low level of between 0.25% and 0.5%, where it's been for nearly a year. But the policymakers of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee said the job market and inflation are moving in the right direction, where a hike is possible next month. Nick Colas is chief market strategist at Convergex.
It seemed very much that they are still guiding us to December, thinking that a rate increase will occur then, another 25 basis points, the same as last December. And the commentary in the release did indicate they're still thinking that way.
The rate of inflation increased somewhat, but remains below the 2% level experts say is best for the economy. Third quarter growth reached nearly 3%. The Obama administration issued fresh criticism of the Israeli decision to issue building permits for more than 180 new homes in East Jerusalem Wednesday. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Our policy on settlements is very clear. We strongly oppose settlement activity, which we believe is corrosive to the cause of peace. These decisions by Israeli authorities are just the latest examples of what appear to be a steady and systematic acceleration of Israeli settlement activity.
The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem is their future capital. Most of the world considers settlement construction there and in the West Bank illegal or illegitimate. In France, hundreds of children, mostly teenagers, left the port city Calais Wednesday following the demolition of the refugee camp commonly known as the Jungle. They were transported to makeshift shelters across the country. Many with family ties in Britain hoped to be allowed to cross the channel. The South Sudanese government says it's detained 17 people, mostly soldiers, suspected of committing human rights violations in July during an attack on the Hotel Terrain in Juba. A government inquiry said between 50 and 100 troops participated in the attack, which occurred during several days of ethnic fighting between the government and rebels. 12 U.S. lawmakers are demanding the pending takeover of U.S. aluminum processor Alaris Corporation by a Chinese firm be blocked on national security grounds. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.